got in you and gave her the message. She got the message, and we went on and doing a good work. Appreciate that. She said, well,
I'm going to get my contribution over here.
I go, come on now. Come on, we got to tell you where we're going. They'll be all right. So we're indeed glad and thankful for being here. Got a nod, a call from brother, my big brother, about a subject. And what do you think I'm going to do with that? So I said, well, I started calling back. And I said, did you by chance give me the wrong one? Give somebody else this thing, sin or respect the person. I said, well, I didn't mess with him because I knew he's a man of sound judgment. So I said, I better go to work. So that's where we are. We're indeed honored and thankful to our God, the creator of heaven and earth, to give a very perfect gift. Creator of this universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the supreme one, the everlasting one, the beginning and the end, the great I am, our healer, our defender, our protector, our fortress, our blesser, our deliverer. Talking about God now, church, he is the one who has brought us thus far in 2018, and he's the one who has blessed us and cared for us, and Lord have mercy, and kept us through our pain, through our suffering, through our trials, and Lord have mercy, it's good to be here. Who's the one who answers our prayers? I appreciate that prayer, Brother Hall. Thank you very much. Lord have mercy. When the elders pray for you, you got something. Hello, somebody. But see, I thank God that he answers prayer. Amen. It was God, church, who used a small rod to part the Red Sea, according to Exodus 14 and 16. It was God who used a smooth stone to help David slay the giant. It was God who used a raven to feed his servant Elijah. It was God who used muddy water to cleanse Naaman of his leprosy. Church, it was God who used, who kept on blessing us and who sent his only begotten son from heaven's glory to bless us and to keep us. Lord have mercy, I'm gonna run a little while. Is that all right? Who sent his only begotten son to become our redeemer. I appreciate that song. My rock, he is my rock. He is my foundation. He's my deliverer, my savior. Yes, he is, church. He is the one who gave himself for me, gave his life for me on John 10 and 18, he gave his head to wear a crown of thorns for me. John 19 and 2, he gave his eyes to weep for me. Hebrews 5 and 7, he gave his shoulder to carry the cross for me. Luke 19 and 17, it was God who used blood of innocent lamb, Jesus, the Lord have mercy, to reconcile the world to himself. Lord have mercy. 1 Peter 1 and 19. It was God, church, who stood by Daniel in the lion's den. He did all right, church. It was God, church, who stood by Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. Talking about God, church. He's all right. It was God who spoke to, I believe it was Moses, in the burning bush. Lord have mercy. Take off your shoes because you're standing on holy ground. It was God, church, who used Moses to part the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went across on dry land. It was God who gave his blood, Jesus who gave his blood on Calvary for me, church. He gave himself as an offering for us. Isn't he all right? He gave up the riches of heaven for me. He gave up his life and joy in heaven for me. Isn't he all right, church? I believe somebody ought to say amen. I'm glad I know him. I'm glad he knows me. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Isn't he all right? I bread when we're hungry. I water when we're thirsty. Lord have mercy. He is our shelter in the time of the storm. Lord have mercy. Isn't he all right, church? He's our joy in sorrow. Our doctor in a sick room. Yes, he is. Our peace In troubling times, and our rock in a time of refuge, our shield when we're weak. And yes, he is our redeeming Savior. Somebody said he's a rising morning star, the lily of the valley. You see, our bridge over troubled water. Lord have mercy. He is light in dark places. He's a friend for the friendless, and a mother for the mothers, and a father for the fathers. Isn't he all right, church? My soul is happy because I'm a member of the Church of Christ, and I hope that you decide tonight to become a member of the Church of Christ. He is the one. Jesus opened blinded eyes. Lord have mercy. Caused the deaf to be able to speak, and Lord have mercy. And caused the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak, and the lame to get up and walk. And he all right, church. Stepped down from heaven's glory. And died on Calvary for our sin. Isn't he all right, church? Isn't he all right? Now, if y'all don't say nothing, we'll be here all night. Amen. I'll just give you that to see if we could get through the introduction. All right? You hold on. John said we ain't have but a little time. So we got a little muddy water we got to go through. So you hold on. We'll see if we can get there. That all right? Y'all talking now, ain't you? All right. Now let's see. We move into our message for tonight. Now that you're here, you ain't got nothing else to do no way. Hello? TV program, they going off anyway. You see, ain't nothing on old junk. You going to go to sleep anyway. You ain't even going to make it past the rocking chair if you can get there. And don't let honey left something on the stove for you, like a piece of pound cake or something, or some, you know, some juicy watermelon or something, you know.
John, bring me some chicken.
I left some on in the oven. Lord have mercy. Poor John. Just running me there. Let's look at the theme now. Challenges of the Christian life. That's the theme of all the lectureship. There's been some great speakers, great preachers, great topics for discussion. They threw me one. Mine is the sin of respect to person. Now that you're in your seat and now you're awake. The sin of respect to person. Come go with me to James 2. You got your Bible? And I believe 1 through 10. My brethren, have not faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to person. There it is. Showed up there, didn't it? For if there come unto you, into your assembly, a man with gold rings and gold apparel, and there come also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that wear the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in the good place. And said to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren. Has not God chosen the poor of this world, the rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, and has he had promise to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you, draw you before the judgment seat. Do not blaspheme the worthy name by which ye are called. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture. What is that royal law? That royal law. According to the scripture. You didn't pay attention to that. Must be something unique about this royal law. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ye do well. But if ye have, here it come again. But if you have respect to person, ye commit sin. You commit sin and are convicted of the law as transgressing. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Some heavy artillery there. Man, I'm going to take my glasses. James message is faith without work is dead, and as far as the body without the spirit is dead, and so faith without work is dead also. You see, James emphasized that faith must be justified by work. Church, we're going to have to go get to work if we're going to get through this. Because it's a lot of stuff. I don't believe I may have the rest of it in my pocket. But let's see. We got the lecture on this subject, sin of respect to person. And our time is short, but if you fasten your seatbelt, hold on, and we're going to push hard. It might get a little shaky. You might get a little uncomfortable. The water might get, it might trouble, you might want to run out. But you ought to know that, hey, King Jesus, we got the best navigator, so we're all right. And if Jesus said it's all right. And if it's in the Word, it's all right. And don't y'all all love the Lord? If you do. Wasn't a trick question. But I'm going to make it work a little bit. Is that all right? You see. Let's see if we, James, an apostle, a half-brother of our Lord, addressed the brother in the church, in the assembly. You see, that faith removes discrimination. Church James condemned the sin of respect to person. Talk to me now. He condemned the sin of respect to person. What are you talking about, James? Talking about favoritism, prejudice, partiality. It's condemned by the scripture. That will not be found in the church. Come on, brother. If a brother comes. If I had to go back up there two or three times, that's my church. But if a brother comes, a poor, he makes his name a man. His name a poor somebody. When you show partiality, when you show respect to person, we live in a world. I got a little family. I told my son, you can wave your hand. I know my son, I'm doing a take out. You wave your hand, I got 5 minutes. But now, what I'm saying is this. Respect the person. created all of us. In the image of God, he created all of us. Yes, he did. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And did not Christ in the creation, did not Christ over him broke down the middle wall of tension between you and this house? Yes, sir. Did not Paul prompt the that is Jew nor Greek that is born unto what? We all are what? One in Christ Jesus. You didn't have to get off the housetop. We're not in this house. We just run back. Let's see if we can get this back. All right, let's see. I'm going back up again. All right. Now, Lord have mercy. It is not Christian to show favoritism, to regard the rich and despise the poor. And even Moses condemned that, showing partiality toward the rich and not showing anything toward the poor. Let's see if we can get into scripture now, okay? Let's get back to our scripture reading, okay? They said, brother, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ of glory, respect to person. Let's see. Now that we've kind of got into the introduction. For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. Whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's no respect of person. God's a God of love. Yes, he is. God of love. I believe that all you came to Jesus and Jesus had to ask Jesus, which is the greatest commandment of all of us? Remember that part down there in that last verse where it said now? He said now, if ye fulfill the raw law according to the scripture. Okay. The lawyer came to Jesus and answered, which is the greatest commandment? Jesus, what did he say? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. And the second is what? Likened unto it. What's second? I shall love the what? Thy neighbor as thyself. Okay? So we can see the importance that of that law. Love. From Genesis to Revelation, nothing but love. Nothing but love. Y'all got to help me out now. But you know, for some unknown reason, there's so much hatred in the world now. Lord have mercy. Hatred in our races, hatred in the community, hatred in the workplace, and even in the church house. Church, there's no room for hatred in the Lord's house. Of any kind. I know you're looking at me kind of strange. You see. Remember now, the first and great commandment, the second is likened unto it, thou shalt love the Lord, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, which is the royal law. On these two commandments hang all the laws of the prophet. You see. Jesus, I believe in Matthew 5 and 44, took love to another step when he said, love your enemy. Oh, man, I love Brother John, Brother Willie. I love all y'all. I love y'all just because y'all love me back. I love you, but Jesus took it to another level when he said, love your enemy. Love those who bless them that curse you. Ooh, Lord, do you mean that? Do good to them that hate you. Let me out. And pray for them that despitefully persecute you. You mean I got to pray for them rascals? Christian must love, yes. We must love all people. God's love is for all people. God is love. You see, if we're God's children, his love dwells in us. Then somebody said, I believe it was over in John, when John, when they were talking about a spiritual identification. Y'all remember that? The master teacher said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. By what? If ye have love one for another, there it is again. If you have love one for another, verse tell me that our only single mark of identification as a Christian ought to be love. Who's and not us? I guess that brother John Bromber had to give me that one, because you got love in your name. Y'all have something in you. Man, I wanted to whoop. I wanted something I could whoop somebody with. He give me something I got. Lord, how much? Man, why'd he give me that? According to John 4:7-21, and I got to read them, because you need to know. According to, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God, and he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiator for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. That is again. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is made perfect in us. Come on, John, give me one more. Please, now, give me one more. In verse 20, if a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, John said, he's a liar. He that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from that he who loves God love his brother also. Oh, man. Church, we have a problem. Same problem the Jews had in loving the Gentiles. That's why James was reached down and grabbed this thing. God sent Jesus to break down that middle wall of partition between the Jew and the Gentiles. You see, according to Paul in Galatians 3:28, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither born nor free, there's neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. God loved all of us. He sent his only begotten Son to redeem us, to save us, to deliver us, to bless us, to bring us all home. Jesus' other commandments of love, John 5:12, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. John 15:10, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, and even as I have kept my Father's commandments.
Well, now y'all said y'all love the Lord, didn't y'all? Remember y'all said that. Okay, now see, I want to see some action. I'm going to stop, see if I can do a little lecture. I'm trying to, John, you know I ain't never done this before. So, you see. Because I believe that's some troubled water. We need to shake things up. Stick a little dynamite up on the church. This will be a test. You know, you go in the classroom and teach yourself.
Everybody sit down. We're going to have a test. Y'all don't need to pencil or your paper. Just leave them in your bag. I just need y'all. I just need to talk to you for a minute. But this is going to be a test. You see. And I hope you pass. Come on, brother preacher. How we doing? I wonder. Brother. Look.
saved. I'm gonna go home while I can go home. All right. I give it to you. If I can't find it, I won't give it to you. That all right? All right. Here it is. Just pop right up. Words penned by Dionne Warwick. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that there's just too little of. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross. Enough to last until the end of time. What the world needs now is a little bit more love. In one other words, the last word, I'm gonna quit. Penned by another brother. Let this change start with me. That's what I'm trying to get us to do now. We may not be able to change the world. But let this change start with me. Say, I want to leave this place today being a better person. More like Christ. More giving, more caring, more loving. I want folks to see me and say, not that I'm a member of the Church of Christ, but I'm a loving, caring, forgiving Christian. Well, we are people that need to be free. There are storms of brewing, rain that's coming. Let it fall on me. Let it start with me.